T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The CDC updated guidance with masks, and some states went right along with the CDC's recommendations, implementing it for their own regulations. New York was not one of those states, Governor Cuomo saying that his experts will review the CDC's recommendation and then they'll make a decision. Do you agree with that line of thinking, or do you think that states should naturally align with the CDC's recommendations?
Well, I actually think at this point that it is prudent to tread water a little bit as what's going on here in New York State. And the reason is that there's some logistical challenges with the updated CDC recommendations about mask usage. And I think right now that's the major issue that Governor Cuomo is trying to sort out, how to go ahead and best institute all or some of the changes recommended by the CDC.
Could you expand on that a little bit further? What exactly is going on there?
So maybe we should backtrack just a little bit and go over what the updated recommendations are. So the CDC recommended that if you're fully vaccinated, which means 2 weeks after your last shot, that you no longer have to wear a mask in an indoors or outdoors, with a few exceptions, and those exceptions are certain public transportation such as buses, airports, and certain congregate living situations such as nursing homes, healthcare facilities. But largely what they recommend is for most of us, in terms of doing the activities of daily living, if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. However, if you're not fully vaccinated, you do need to wear a mask in indoor settings, and you do need to wear a mask when you're outdoors in close quarters for a prolonged period with a number of other individuals. So what this creates is sort of two classes of people, fully vaccinated, unvaccinated. And sorting that out in a given establishment, who's vaccinated, who's not vaccinated, is challenging. And so that's really the issue here, is how to effectively institute this change so that is both seamless, effective, doesn't put an undue burden in terms of businesses, and people don't feel marginalized. And so that's the challenge we're facing right now.
Well, along those lines, do you think that it was too early for the CDC to come out and provide this recommendation without the forethought of regulation?
Well, I think people are looking at this at sort of two levels. One, those logistics that we first discussed. And it's important for people to realize that the CDC makes recommendations, but it's up to the states to decide what they want to do. So at this point, nothing has changed in New York while Governor Cuomo is reviewing these updated recommendations that have been made by the CDC. Secondly, it's important to realize that any given business or establishment can make their own decision on what to do, for example, an individual store owner, and that would go ahead and trump as well. And so I think that, you know, one size doesn't fit all. It would be extraordinarily difficult for CDC to give guidance for all the states and all the businesses in the country, one plan that would work for everyone. So I think their thought process was, anyway, to sort of throw the science out there where if you're fully vaccinated, you are largely safe from both getting infected and transmitting disease to others. If you're not vaccinated, you still pose a risk that you could yourself get infected, you could infect others, and you could potentially infect that small segment of the population that's fully vaccinated, because they're immunocompromised, such as transplant patients. They could get perhaps infected as well, since we're still learning about how effective the vaccine is in that group. So at the highest 10,000-foot level, it's pretty straightforward. You know, unvaccinated people still need to wear masks. Vaccinated people are largely protected. But, you know, going ahead and then instituting that at the local level is going to be a little bit more challenging.
Were you surprised by the CDC recommendation?
I was a little surprised in that I thought they perhaps would wait until cases were just a little bit lower. We still have here in Erie County, albeit our cases are on average higher than many parts of the country, we're still sort of about 3 to 4 fold higher in terms of number of the cases than we were in our low point back in the last summer when we were doing extraordinarily well. So here's the concern. Here's the issue. Let's say that unvaccinated people choose not to wear masks. Obviously, if there's more cases going around the community, a higher community burden of disease, then that risk will increase with those unvaccinated people not sort of following the honor system. So if cases were lower, obviously that risk would still not be zero, but the consequences would be less if there was problems in terms of getting the unvaccinated people to wear masks.
Understood. And hold on one second. I just had a question. I'm just curious. Are you amazed at the speed of the recovery? I mean, just this winter, we had a massive explosion of cases. There was a very slow vaccine rollout to start. A lot of people were fearing that this pandemic could even roll over into next year. Are you amazed at how quickly things have kind of turned around to get to this point, just by May, of the CDC saying that masks for vaccinated people are no longer really needed for indoors and outdoor settings?
Well, I'm not surprised at the decrease in cases. We knew that vaccines work. Vaccines are a ticket out of this pandemic. And as more and more people got vaccinated, the virus would start running out of individuals to infect. Now, likewise, we've had a significant minority of the population that's had natural infection. And at least with the variants that are dominating right now in the United States, a natural infection will protect against those strains as well. And so I'm not at all surprised the cases have fallen to low levels. I think we're going to be in great shape here in Western Europe during the summer. What I'm concerned about is that if we don't continue to get most of Erie County and Western New York vaccinated when we hit the cool months again in the fall, and if some of these variants that could circumvent protection from natural immunity become more dominant, we're going to have some increase in cases. But I think we're sort of on track in terms of what we felt would likely happen when the vaccines became available and what we know about how effective the vaccines are. Now, how this fits into mask use becomes tricky. Again, it's the unvaccinated individuals we're worried about. Those are the ones that still potentially to get infected and have bad outcomes, and we'd like to continue to protect those individuals, not only for their own personal health, because they pose a risk to others, as we discussed. Mask usage works. We know that will protect them in the indoor setting. But again, the challenges of how to do that fairly, how to make sure that it's not an undue burden to businesses who don't really want to play mask police, and we saw that previously earlier on in the pandemic, is really the challenge we're facing here. So if cases are extraordinarily low, that risk becomes low. So if people aren't following the rules, the consequences will be minimal, but they're never going to be zero. And that's the challenge we're facing from a public health point of view and a regulatory point of view, because obviously we'd like to protect as many people as possible.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.